CHV Newsroom's next.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.79cash.com. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Mostly cloudy skies and off and on rain showers throughout this Monday. Highs in the mid-50s.
It is 37 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30 this Monday morning. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Hundreds of people lined the streets of Orange Sunday afternoon for the town's annual Christmas parade. The parade was put on by the Rotary Club.
A bipartisan bill from the Virginia delegation would give vocational schools the ability to be paid with 529 accounts. The bill, put forth by Abigail Spanberger and Rob Whitman, would allow 529 college savings accounts to cover certain workforce training and credentialing programs. It would also let students use those funds to pay associated costs related to certification exams and requirements to maintain certification credentials.
The Cunningham Creek Winery in Palmyra hosted an event that allowed dog owners to get a portrait with their canine friends. Under a tall Christmas tree, dog owners could get a holiday picture after giving a donation to the Fuvana SPCA.
At the Toy Lift Distribution Center and Albemarle Square with Charlie Hall, who you watched on the Facebook page doing all the live streaming. So, the big question, did we make it to make sure 4,300 kids have Christmas?
I definitely think we will this year. It seems Charlottesville came out big, and this year we will definitely be able to put smiles on 4,300 local area kids' faces this holiday season, which will be great.
Earlier this week, there was a news story that said Charlottesville was the fourth most generous city in the nation. You've worked with Toy Lift for a long time. Did that surprise you?
Not at all. Honestly, I think Charlottesville could be pretty close to, should be number one in generosity. Just seeing this Toyland and all the toys here and the generosity of the city, the county, and all the outlying counties, it's an amazing thing to see.
And work begins for Toy Lift 2020 online at toylift.org.
From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 38 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station. Getting ready to ring in 2020 with First Night Virginia. Find out how you can be part of it at firstnightva.org. WCHV.
Fox on film.
Disney's Frozen 2, about a pair of princesses, still reigning number one at the box office, taking in an estimated $34.7 million in ticket sales over the weekend. So far, it's grossed nearly $1 billion worldwide in just 3 weeks.
Mr. Blanc, I just buried my father.
Bringing up number two, the star-studded whodunit, Knives Out, grossing $14.2 million.
You guys fans?
I mean, I don't do much fiction reading myself.